In Haiti, election officials continue to count ballots from last Tuesday's national elections. The vote was Haiti's first democratic election since a violent uprising sent former President Jean-Bertrand Aristide into exile 2 years ago. Preliminary results showed former President René Préval taking a majority lead over 32 other candidates on the ballot, but that margin has dwindled over the weekend to under 50%, raising the possibility of a runoff vote. From Port-au-Prince, Amelia Shaw reports on what Haitians have to say about a possible Préval presidency.
In a small tailor shop tucked away in a side street in the slum of Bel Air, a group of men lean against sewing machines and talk about why they voted for René Préval. For university student Wilner Nelson, it was Préval's record as president.
He made parks, schools. There was security at that time. You could walk any time of the night. And we want the country to return to that. He's the hope of the country.
But for Vincent Joseph, who sells mattresses and TV sets on the street in the capital, a vote for Préval was a vote for Aristide.
We had to give the world a democratic lesson. We voted en masse for Préval so he could give us Aristide back, because it's Aristide we want.
Many poor Haitians still feel bitterness at Aristide's exile in 2004 and see 63-year-old agronomist and former president René Préval as Aristide's twin. With Préval in office, many Haitians expect the return of the former leader. But Fritz Longchamp, one of the managers for Préval's campaign, says there's really one overriding reason for Préval's popularity.
What he did when he was president 5 years ago.
Longchamp says people remember Préval as a man who never lied to them. He's someone they trust.
He was known as someone who speaks little, but does a lot. He doesn't make any promises that he cannot keep.
Préval served as president between 1996 and 2001. He was sandwiched in between two Aristide terms, which earned him the title of seat warmer for Aristide. His record in office was mixed. While he was praised as an honest and efficient administrator, human rights advocates say he interfered with the judicial system, politicized the police force, and presided over flawed parliamentary elections in 2000. He was unsuccessful at agricultural reforms, but many Haitians remember the public works projects during his years. Pundits say his single greatest achievement is being the only Haitian president to ever finish a term without being overthrown. For Haitian economist Claude Beaubœuf, a Préval presidency is not good news.
This is going to be a total disaster, politically and economically. First, Aristide will return as soon as possible. And you feel it, and that's going to create a lot of problems.
He says Aristide's return will exacerbate political tensions, leading to more instability. He says the second problem is Préval's economic record of anti-privatization of public enterprises like telecommunications. He calls Préval a populist leader and says this won't be good for the economy.
Third, you're going to have more public expenses because populists spend money. They don't care about any macroeconomic consequences. They don't care about that. They don't care about inflation. They don't care about exchange rate problems. They don't care about anything. So they just spend money.
But Mark Schneider, senior vice president with the International Crisis Group, says at this point in Haiti's political development, it may not really matter who the president is. The real challenge will be overcoming the political polarization that has plagued Haiti for decades.
The issue really is whether Haiti has reached a moment when there's a common sense that to change its history, every side has to, in a sense, make compromise, and that if they want to stop seeing Haiti as a failed state, that's the only way that they're going to achieve progress.
The future, says Schneider, rests in the ability of political, social, and business leaders to overcome personal interests and work together for change. For NPR News, I'm Amelia Shaw in Port-au-Prince.